Everybody wants to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. West.
Here we go. My name is Chris Lambert.
My name is Travis Bean, and ooh, what a beautiful night it has been to be a Kanye West fan. Am I right, Chris, or am I right?
Yeah, this was a dub. This was like the purest dub that Kanye fans have gotten in a long, long time.
Oh, gosh. It was just like, it was magical. Like, this is exactly what you expect and should get from a Kanye West rollout.
Yeah, so for context, in case anybody's not listening to this immediately, the Donda release event just happened on August 5th in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Kanye got started much quicker than he did the first time in Atlanta. And the songs were much better. The experience was way more impressive. And we are just kind of basking in how amazing the music was that we just heard.
Like, yeah, it was. I mean, you know, you and I both went to the Atlanta show, and you were a lot more critical of it than I was. Like, I really enjoyed it. But even I have to admit that this was just like, this was a step above just like theatrically, like how the show was set up and everything they were doing. It was way cooler. Yep. And the songs themselves, I mean, my God, they're just, I don't even know where to begin. Like, so many songs. So many new songs are just incredible, and then so many of the songs we already liked have been elevated, and wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just the way, like, I was hating on Remote Control the first time we heard Remote Control, and then hearing it this time, it was insane. It was incredible. Like,
yeah, they did a great job with it. They added a lot of parts, and it's really cool how they broke it down.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, how much more built out this second listening party version of Donda was than the first time. And I think the cool thing, like, Jesus Lord is one of the songs that people from the Vegas party were talking about as being like a highlight song, because you're getting this extended Kanye verse. It sounded great. And we didn't get that at the first Atlanta party. Mm. And now we got it. And not only did we get it, it had so many verses, so many features. It went on and on. It was, what, it had to be a 10-minute song, right?
I would think like 10, 12 minutes.
Which, you think about Ye and Kid See Ghost and Jesus is King, which are all albums that are like 21 to 27 minutes. Yeah. So you have one song on Donda that is 50% of the runtime of Ye, which is just wild.
And maybe wild. Just as good.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm kind of in disbelief by how good this was.
And yeah, it was incredible.
I mean, that's the thing too. Like, where do we start? Do we start talking about the music? Do we start talking about the actual visuals of this thing? Because you notice this was much more plotted out in terms of matching what was happening to the content of the songs. So,
right.
Like, when we got Never Abandon Your Family, you had this whole section where you had people in these outfits doing these jerky motions and kind of scrambling forward as one, or crawling forward as one, looking like pained and sad. And then go ahead.
Well, I just, like, I loved moments like that because, I mean, it's always the case of any Kanye album that you think there's some sort of narrative and focus, and obviously the focus is Donda, but like, I was really curious how the album was going to be split into parts. And I was really, when we went to Atlanta the first time, or the only time for the first show, I was really looking for those like clues. And I think I was really reading the Kanye's movements and like trying to assign a narrative. But this time, like, you really started to feel it from the way Kanye was you know, moseying about in his little space with his bed and like, you know, being covered by his coat. And then like when all those people were introduced and the way they were acting around Connie, like it, you could just sense like a build, some sort of narrative drive to everything.
Yeah. And the fact that you go from how sad things were with never abandoning your family, just how the people were moving, to Kanye laying down in the bed, looking forlorn, looking bereft and lost and pain, depressed. It just, you started to feel that continuity. And it really like hit me from that stretch, never abandoning your family, all the way to No Child Left Behind.
Yeah.
And what we got with No Child Left Behind, Kanye in the harness, ascending through the ultralight beam. Like, not only did this man create a literal ultralight beam in the stadium that's piercing the heavens, he ascended into it. Like, it makes me think about Yeezus for many reasons. One,
right.
Do you remember the tour poster of Yeezus? I mean, you do.
It's the exact same thing.
It's the same thing. It's Kanye in these beams of light, arms back, almost like he's being pulled by the hand of God up into the sky. And that's exactly what he did here, with almost the same exact beams of light going up around him. I don't know if it was like lucky coincidence that it's a callback to that, but then at the same time, I forget where I was going with this, something about Yeezus. Oh, during the Yeezus tour, Kanye got a lot of flack because during an interview, or maybe during a monologue during the tour, he said that entertainers or performers are closer to police officers and soldiers and people that put their life on the line than they are to like office workers and things like that, because he's talking about how he has to climb up to the top of this mountain, and you see other performers that are like floating through the air and on these precarious spots. There's a lot of theatrics that take a lot of safety precautions, and if something goes wrong, you can have someone that's seriously hurt. Or you look at what happened to Owen Hart in WWE, where he was just trying to rappel down from the rafters, and they used a bad, whatchamacallit, carabiner, and it broke and he fell to his death. So Kanye talking about how dangerous this stuff can be, and then he just ascends in this harness up higher than he's probably ever been in his life. What a spectacle.
Like, I mean, the fact that that image recalls Yeezus, like that really is the perfect image for this album, because it feels like the next step after Yeezus. Like, it has a lot of Yeezus energy. Kanye going hard at people, like a possible Drake diss. Like, there's some cursing on the album. And just like, I guess general, and more than that though, just like generally the feel of it and the tone and the beats, like it's all very heavy.
Yeah.
In a way that I don't think he's been consistently through an album since Yeezus. The fact that we're getting this image though, I think shows like the graduation from that. Like, he can have the attitude that makes him Kanye West, but still be the son of Donda. And I feel like that's what that final image is him finally connecting with Donda and like ascending to her and being part of this beam she's radiating down towards Earth. Like, he's now going to carry her teachings and, you know, be his mother's son.
Well, you think about, like, you have the opening, like the opening of the album is Donda, right? I assume that it's going to be Donda. I know there's that like track list that On Thin Ice posted, but I don't think that's...
No, that was wrong.
I don't think that's going to be right.
Well, didn't he have 24 as the first song?
24 is the first song, Believe What I Say. I Know God Breathed On This is like that, the
completely third, wrong.
Fourth song, yeah. Which, you know, maybe the final track list on the album is completely different than what he just played at the listening party, but I wouldn't imagine.
I hope not. Because it was pretty, I would say sequence-wise, just like when you're thinking about the flow of an album, it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome, yeah. I hope it stays like this. And it made sense. Like, I think the point that I'm getting at is there's something beautiful about Lord, I Need You, and then going into Hurricane and the emotional aspects of Hurricane that got brought in from the new verses and lyrics to 24, You're Gonna Be Okay. And the idea of You're Gonna Be Okay and this idea of Donda kind of helping him, which I don't know if that's the right way to take it. I have to look at the lyrics closer, but my first impression, as you're saying, like talking about this catharsis, this light that's radiating up, that's kind of connecting him to the heavens, to his mom. And then the final song being No Child Left Behind. Kanye was the child left behind. And now he's ascending up and essentially bridging the gap, as you said, between him and his mom in some ways. Like, even if it's just visually, you can feel like there's that emotion that's coming through at this point. While also this idea of like, he's not going to leave his own children behind. He has that song where I think it's Never Abandon Your Family, where he included like, my daughter's asking me not to leave. Like, oof.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot that we're going to be digging into.
Yeah. I can't believe we have like a 22 episode season coming up. Or 24 episode season.
24 episode season. So Casey Pluto just tweeted 9 minutes ago. Casey's on the album, I think, still. I think that's who we thought Shake was. It was actually Casey on Keep My Spirit Alive.
I didn't think it was Shake.
Yeah. It says August 6th, no one knows what time. The suspense is real, but it's coming.
Okay. So, because if you go to iTunes right now, it's listed that it's coming out August 9th. So we, I guess, right in this moment, like right when the live stream ended, we just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Because we are about an hour from the end of the live stream. So we'll see. I'm hoping we wake up tomorrow and the album's out and we're freaking out.
Yeah, and then that's all I do for the next like 3-4 weeks is just listen to that on repeat.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a big one, like a
I mean, it's not like you said, it's not like Yay or Kitsy Ghost. Like, I remember listening to Yay probably like 15 times the first day, and like that was the day I was hanging out with my wife's family and like had to do shit. Like, I still managed to listen to it like a ton.
Yeah, like my wife and I were on our honeymoon when Jesus Is King came out, and we would go on these. Like, you go on the cruise and they do like the tours. And sometimes we would have like an hour long bus ride and I just put on headphones and listen to Jesus Is King. And I'm getting like, I think I listened to the album like 30 times.
Yeah. It's like short enough that you can.
Yeah. And then this, if you listen to it 30 times, that's over 30 hours.
That's 15 Jesus Is Kings.
Yeah. That's wow. We finally have another like full length Kanye album.
Wow. So, or 60 Jesus Kids. Man, yeah. I know math. Yeah, this was just like, I don't know. It was made so much more special by the entire experience and the fact that like Kanye didn't drop it when it wasn't ready, because clearly it was not. Yep. Like so many unfinished songs. Like, and after you hear this version of the album, like you realize, like it becomes fully realized. Like before I knew there was a theme of like Donda and him not moving on from Donda, but being able to get past like her not being here anymore and how he could still carry her name and represent her. Like, I knew that was part of it, but this time, like, I felt it. Like, you really feel his connection with his mom and all of the features on the album. There are a lot of features, but they all feel in that vein as well. You hear a lot of people talking about Donda, talking about Kanye, talking about their own parents. Like, that seems to be a heavy motif in this album, and the fact that Kanye got everybody on the same page about that is incredible.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just like, if it's connected, if it's not connected, or I'm just assuming a lot, but during that live stream, we could see Kanye bring other artists in, not like the live stream of the album release event, but the live stream he was doing for essentially 24 hours of just his bedroom. And at one point, they took out all the bedroom materials, which they moved to the stage, and had recording equipment. And there was a guy in there recording, Ruga, I think it was. Is that how you... I am not familiar with the artist, but I think it's R-O-O-G-A. I don't know if there's an N in there, Runga. But he was recording, and you see him just kind of like spinning, doing his thing in the mic. And at one point, I saw Kanye really start talking to him. And he seemed like he was, like, gesticulating, like, this, like, do this. Yeah. Like, you know, you gotta like blah blah blah, like a little bit of a lecture, and then you see the guy kind of like nod, listen, nod, and then like do it again. And I wonder if it's just something where he was actually like coaching people, like, yo, you need to say something like this, take that line out, do this. That's all like very speculative based on just one interaction that I have no idea how it actually went. But
let's go with it.
Yeah, it was curious to see, you know.
I love that. That's the other, my other favorite part of this is just like the glimpse behind the curtain and like seeing how this album rolls out, like seeing people come in and out of the room, knowing the people that are coming in and out of the stadium. I mean, I mean, we've talked about it a bunch in the show, and I don't need to gush about it more, but that's awesome of Kanye to do. That's something you don't ever see.
Yeah, what a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And that he kept the room interesting, I think, was the most like wild thing. Like, from just the moments of pure randomness, like when all those guys were in the room and they discovered weights on the ground and they just started like working out, doing the perfect push-ups and like doing like curl competitions. Like, that was really spontaneous and funny. But then getting to see them actually putting in work. But then there were times I was looking around like 5 p.m., right? Central time. And you just see two women in wet red robes sitting there. You're like, what?
Who did not
this?
Like show up in the show at all.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Like, you didn't see any of that in the show. And I know Kim had she posted a photo of like a silver mask and silver gloves, but I don't remember seeing a shot of like her at all wearing that. But
that song about Kim was so great.
Yo, there's going to be a lot to talk about in terms of that, because, I mean, there were times where it felt like Kanye was apologizing. There's times where it felt like Kanye was like
defending himself and being aggressive.
Yeah, I didn't want to say attacking, but defending himself and really getting into some of the emotional aspects of what went on. And it will be curious to like get into it, because that's our initial reaction, right? It will be curious when we actually get it in context of the album, can start like piecing together those lyrics and really break it down and be like, oh yeah, this was really what we thought it was, or oh no, he's kind of doing it from this context or this perspective. But it does make me wonder what, like, where they're at.
I guess I mostly got good vibes from it. And anytime it again, this is just a surface listen we had, but the moments where Kanye does sound defensive, it almost feels like he's in character, like he's talking like he did at the time him and Kim were having an argument or something. And there's probably truth to Kanye feeling that way now. But in general, the tone of that song felt like it's the same vibe I keep getting from them every time I see something about them together, is like everything seems good. Like they're moving on amicably, like they want to make this work. And they're just not right for each other right now. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. It just makes you wonder what's next for both of them.
I know, but it makes me happy, because you don't want to see him fight or anything.
No, and it's great that like Kim's there with the kids. Like, the kids get to see their dad perform this.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be emotional like for North hearing some of those lyrics too, but
right.
Like, what a thing to watch your dad skyrocket.
I tell you what, and then jail was mostly the same, but like now I think there's a choir singing with Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it sounded so good.
Yeah, the choir that got added to like various songs was awesome.
Oh, Hurricane. I didn't get to.
Yeah, Hurricane was the Weeknd's was so good, and got to really like put in work.
Yeah. Sounded great.
I know there's going to be people that are like OG Hurricane fans that are sad that the final version is so different, but this is why I don't listen to leaks as like
we are purists.
Yeah, it's just I love what we got. The other thing, I didn't get to hear all of I Know God Breathed on this when the first verse started. I forget who's featured on it. Is it Vori? Is it someone else?
Can't remember.
The stream went out and the audio on the stream went out. So by the time I got the audio back, it was going into television. which was Television just the straight Pop Smoke song?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think I got distracted at that point and missed like a lot of what that song was doing.
I was wondering if it was the exact same thing we heard at the other Atlanta show. But again, what we heard at the other Atlanta show like sounds way different than the live stream version.
Yeah, right. Like our personal and yeah. even like the live stream that we saw, a lot of that didn't quite stick in my brain, especially just because we were so like we're still like humming from being in the stadium.
4 a.m.
Yeah. Zoning. Think you're possessed. It's an omen.
Oh man.
Was there anything that you didn't like?
God. I mean, this is why I'm terrible. I'm the terrible person to ask that kind of question. Like, I really vibed with everything. I will say though, if you're forcing me to have some sort of criticism, the second half, or maybe like the second two thirds, like the second third and the third third are better than the first third.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I get yeah.
Like I really do love Remote. Maybe like Remote On was like awesome, or maybe Donda On. Like everything was really incredible.
Like the Donda Donda Donda.
Yeah, which because
there's
like,
Donda and then there's Donda Donda Donda.
Yeah, sorry, Donda Donda Donda, which is just Donda repeated a million times. And like, I heard that was the track, and I was like, I bet Kanye does something cool with it. But like, I really was mesmerized by it. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like the I Love Kanye of the album, right? I honestly, and I truly believe this. Don't get mad at me. That Donda 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 is a better song than Liftoff. That's my hot take.
Think that.
Yeah. But yes, I agree. Because the first third of the album didn't feature a lot of Kanye.
Mm-hmm. We did get more Kanye verses than we thought we would. Like, he's on lot of it.
By the time Remote went wild...
Yeah.
And we're just getting into like everything from the rest of the album. It's just like, oh yeah, this is fully like Kanye.
Yeah.
But on those first parts, there was just something that was just like, okay, we're getting some Kanye, but we're getting like, it's pretty feature heavy.
Yeah.
But I think the only song I still wasn't excited about was Junya.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Moon. I was like, Chris.
No. Moon has like a little bit of Hurricane like woven into it now, doesn't it?
It sounds fuller, like definitely improved than that song. And Kanye's been added to it, so that's nice.
Yeah, I need to go back and listen to the Atlanta version because I swear, like, it seemed like Moon was kind of mixed a little bit. Like there were Hurricane like notes in it.
Hmm. I'd be curious
Maybe
about
crazy.
That.
But Junya was the only one where I was just like, okay, like. Pretty good, but
I still like that song.
I could skip. But it will be great to go back through this. It's just a question of when. I mean, there was how many songs still sounded unfinished?
What was the one? Was it Jesus is Lord where Kanye, it didn't sound like Kanye's vocals were finished?
It might. No, Jesus is Lord was finished because that was one that still had, like, he had done
Jesus is Lord is definitely finished.
Or no, Jesus Lord, sorry. Was it, I Know God Breathed on this?
It was one of the songs. There are, like, I want to say
Pure Souls?
Three, maybe four songs where Kanye has, like, a really long verse with, like, lots of bars. And it was one of those songs, like, towards the end. It might have been Lord, I Need You.
That's the one with Kim, right?
Yeah, it might have been that one.
Okay. So, I mean, if all he has to do is kind of record, re-record a couple, or some just have to, like, finish being mixed
Touch
and mastered,
up, yeah.
maybe by morning we're getting this thing?
Because I would say, like, other than a couple parts, like, it feels like 98% done.
Yeah, and I think the stream audio quality wasn't that great at times because I saw people saying like this doesn't sound finished, but my stream was going in and out of it sounding really good to it sounding not good. And yeah. I think that was just the audio quality of the stream.
And we know from attending the listening party that the bass was way louder than it is in the live stream. Yep. And it really felt faint in the live stream. So like we haven't gotten a full sound yet.
No. Yeah. It's going to be a whole different experience having the headphones on.
Jesus Lord is going to get better.
So Dave Chappelle was there too.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. Yeah, the Jay Electronica verse was great too.
Oh my God. Everybody who came in on Jesus Lord, I mean, my God. There's like what, 6-7 features on it?
Yeah, right? Right?
Man, like that's the song Jay Electronica's on, right?
Yeah. He does the second, like the first verse after Kanye, right?
Yeah, right.
Man, what an experience. And yeah. Like, it's getting back to earlier, talking about like, this is the first pure dub from Kanye for Kanye fans in a while. It's like, Jesus is King. It finally came out, but it was like Helter Skelter.
Right. And it wasn't finished.
It wasn't finished, yeah. And we had a month wait from the listening parties to the actual album release, and we weren't getting any information from anyone about anything. We didn't have this like 2-week Kanye's living in Mercedes-Benz Stadium drama that was so fun to be a part of. And then you think back to 2018, and the listening parties were really fun. Like, I love the listening parties for Ye and Kid See Ghost. We had excitement from those. It just felt, with those albums being as short as they were, like enjoyable, but also like, oh man, like what is, it was felt a little stranger, especially after all the buildup.
Right.
Like there was so much buildup from when Kanye returned to Twitter in, what was that? Like March, April, to when the album finally came out in June. And just to get like 22 minutes of like great songs. Yeah. I Thought About Killing You is still my, I mean, maybe not favorite Kanye song. And
he gives us an EP.
Yeah, that's what we get. So you really have to go back to like 2016 and like The Life of Pablo dropping. I mean, even The Life of Pablo was a little chaotic when it first came out, but this isn't any better, right? Like,
right.
It ends, and now we're still sitting here going like, when's it coming out? Is it coming out? Is it coming out today? The 9th? Yeah.
I keep checking my phone to see if it has dropped.
I know. What happens when you... Is that link working for you?
The Apple link?
Yeah.
I just went on iTunes and searched Donda Kanye, and it popped up and says August 9th.
Okay, that's on your computer?
I did that on my phone. Oh, on the computer link I had, it says August 7th.
So
which is,
if I
which
search
is also not today.
So if I search Donda Kanye, I just get artist Kanye West, and then Kanye West presents Donda's station.
Oh, really?
I don't get anything. Are you signed up to Apple Music?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know how I got it to pop up.
Huh. Well, damn.
Well, damn.
So we'll see. And then there was the, yeah, again, that track list that was posted by
Thin Ice.
On Thin Ice. Yeah. You're seeing some things that are there. Like Life of the Party is one that's on there that wasn't on the listening party. Is Praise God another one? No, Praise God made it.
Mm-hmm.
What is here that's not there? Believe What I Say.
I don't know. It's wrong, though.
Yeah,
we shouldn't give it any more attention.
Yeah. Just wondering if there's the... I mean, but This Is the Glory. That is one that's curious, right? Because that other Sha'Carri Richardson commercial came out today.
You're right.
And it included a pretty decent snippet of This Is the Glory, which sounded awesome. Like, it reminded me of a... Maybe it's not the right comparison, but I want to say There Will Be Blood. Wash Us in the Blood.
Uh-huh.
In terms of just how like kind of staccato and striking it was. And nowhere to be seen in this. Is that one that's still going to be added to the album at some point?
Interesting. Yeah. Looking at the commercial now, the text on the commercial is Kanye West and Dr. Dre Glory. Donda drops August 6th. Yep. So I guess it could be just like a commercial, like that's for both the listening party and then this song is separate. And like maybe it's now a Kanye West and Dr. Dre song and it's just a single or something.
Potentially. Does a Glory date back to... So Glory was a song that was initially going to be on Donda 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It showed up in the third track list.
Oh, wow.
On July 21st. So it made that one. It made the fourth track list, the fifth track list, and then the last track list that he posted. And then completely disappeared from anything else.
Just never know of Kanye.
I mean, it could have been something that he worked on for Jesus is King 2. Like, I mean, that's when Dre was working on Jesus is King 2, doing those kinds of things, so.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Speaking of sequels, Throne 2.
Oh, yeah, that was the other huge thing. So Justin LaBoy, who people have been... people were, like, upset about Justin LaBoy as a person before his involvement with Kanye.
As a person.
Just finding him pandering or, like, stealing content or just annoying, where other people find him very funny, very interesting. I mean, when you become popular the way that he became popular on social media, you're always going to have fans and detractors that are vocal either way. But he was the one that first told us about Donda being finished and ready and kind of kicked off this whole rollout. He was the one that I think mentioned like Atlanta, like confirmed it was Kanye in Atlanta before. We got confirmation was Kanye in Atlanta. No, it was just the pastor at the church. But he also confirmed Jay-Z recorded a verse before any of us knew Jay-Z was going to be on the album.
Right.
He also said something about Weeknd being on song with Lil Baby before anybody heard Hurricane Tonight.
He was right about that.
Yeah, so he's been right about pretty much everything that he's told us except on July 23rd when he was saying album's coming out today. That's the only time he's been wrong. And then he told us it was coming August 6th. And he was the first person to tell us that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then soon enough, Kanye saying August 5th, August 6th, et cetera, et cetera. So I know people were upset specifically and felt lied to because, like, why did you say it's coming when it, like, wasn't? But also Kanye was probably telling everybody, like, we have to get it done today.
That had to be it.
And so everybody's just like, Kanye's saying it's getting done today. So it's probably getting done today until Kanye's like, you know what? Eh.
Yeah.
So he said after the show, Watch the Throne 2, what was it, by the end of this year?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, we saw him during the live stream talking about or just getting his hair cut. He like wandered into the live stream when it was just Kanye's bedroom. And I'm trying to find the tweet, so I'm like talking while trying to...
I'm just sitting here like, dead-eyed because I'm so tired. I'm up in Chris territory now.
Yeah, welcome to my life. Life of the party. So he was getting his hair cut during the early parts of the live stream, just like hanging out in the room with Kanye and a bunch of other artists. We know he's been around in the building for the last 24 hours. We know that Jay-Z landed in Atlanta earlier. We saw photos of his jet, though I don't think we saw any photos of him in the stadium, though I'm sure he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's saying Watch the Throne 2 coming end of the year, I imagine it's because he heard Jay-Z and Kanye talk about getting together and releasing Watch the Throne 2 before the end of the year. I mean, maybe now he's deciding to start taking like grander leaps of faith and like cap hard. But I'm imagining it's based on some kind of information that he heard. So that's something we very much need to keep our ear to the ground on. Ooh.
Yeah. What if right when we get done with the Donda season, Watch the Throne 2 drops?
You can't see what I'm doing right now, but I have my hand over my eyes, just rubbing my face like...
I was doing that internally.
It would be... It's a lot of time and effort making Kanye podcast, you know?
Yeah. Jeez, I wanted to do other things for my life, but I guess not.
Yeah, but it would be exciting. We'd have to, like... Could we cover Watch the Throne 2 before we cover Watch the Throne 1?
No, we'd have to go back.
We'd have to go back and just, like... The week leading up to the album release, just be like cramming episodes of Watch the Throne.
I'm so scared.
Someone said future tour, and Justin LeBoy said he's starting the tour off overseas.
Oh, Kanye's tour?
Yeah. If Kanye goes on tour for this.
I thought you meant a Justin LeBoy tour. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, just dropping that news on y'all. No, but if Kanye goes on like an overseas tour, I mean, it's been a long time since Kanye visited some of these places overseas.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since he toured, period. Yeah, I mean, if you don't count the Sunday Service stuff.
No. So we're talking
I mean,
like
I thought it was cool, but it's not like the life of Pablo.
No. Which was 2016.
Yeah.
And then what? Half the tour got canceled?
Right. Yeah.
And then you imagine he would have done some kind of international leg of that tour.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So it would be cool for Kanye to head back to like Brazil, Japan.
Yeah.
Singapore.
Do those countries even know who Kanye West is, though?
Oh, you know, according to Taylor Swift fans, no one outside the U.S. knows Kanye. Amazing. Amazing anybody could think that. I'm really curious to hear what the streaming numbers were.
Yeah. Kanye, I'm thinking, broke his own record.
Yeah, over 3.3 million.
Easily.
What? Former Gap CEO says Kanye West collab doesn't make any sense. Huh.
Oh. Interesting. So maybe that's not happening?
I don't know. A former Gap CEO has spoken on the Kanye West Yeezy Gap collaboration, sharing his opinion former. That he doesn't think it... Yeah, that it doesn't make any sense.
Who gives a shit what he thinks?
Mickey Drexler said that not only does it make no sense, but he also personally advised West not to move ahead with the deal. Drexler said, I probably shouldn't say this, but I told him he shouldn't do the deal because it doesn't make any sense. I have a lot of friends at Gap still, but it doesn't work for someone like Kanye. He is not a corporate person, and Gap is a big corporation. Hmm. I know the jacket sold out. They did $7 million on the jacket overnight.
So I guess it did work out?
Yeah, I think his one issue is that it's just like Kanye's not a corporate person, and Gap is a corporation.
Kanye will overpower them.
Yeah, I think he's thinking that like Kanye is just going to do something that upsets them, or they're going to try to control him. But it seems like...
I don't know. I think that's the deal with Kanye. If you want to partner with him, you kind of have to go his way.
Yeah, right? Right? They've been patient. It seems like they're not pushing him.
Right.
From reports, it was like the Yeezy Gap team and the Yeezy team talk every day and are just throwing like ideas back and forth. I mean, Yeezy Gap just went live again like an hour ago.
Of course it did.
Yeah, the round jacket's for sale right now, the red one.
Ooh.
Oh, but it's ship spring 2022.
That makes sense. Man, everything Kanye does that.
Yo, this is the red one that he was wearing at the Atlanta show.
I almost said that while the show was going on. I was like, I wonder if that's going to be the coat he sells at Gap.
I might actually buy this time.
That I mean, that coat was fucking awesome.
And
all I could think the whole time was like, I can't pull this off.
Yeah, I would be walking around like, do I look cool? Do I look cool?
And I would
be like,
walk.
You're wearing khaki shorts. You don't look cool.
I would just be like the Grim Reaper character that Kanye was doing.
Yeah, when he had, oh, somebody had a great post. I bookmarked it. Let me bring this up. So Albert Pritchard, Al your pal, Al underscore your pal, said Kanye running under a blanket at the Donda album party reminds me of Joseph Boys. I like America and America likes me. Boys trapped himself in a room for 3 days with a coyote. Kanye has trapped himself in the stadium for 3 weeks, both kept quiet in their exhibits. So the Boys thing got brought up in 2018 when there was mm-hmm. the whole idea is like Kanye doing performance art. He posted a book of books from three performance artists, and one was Boys. And I think on the cover was this, like, Kanye may have even posted the photo of America and America Likes Me. And you see Boys wrapped in this blanket, and he has like a cane, and the coyote sniffing him. And he did spend 3 days in this room with this coyote trying to like get to know it, but the coyote's representative of America and the wild emotions of America, and Boys is just like, will I survive this? And then you have this photo of Kanye, and how he's holding the jacket over him looks exactly like Boys.
Wow.
And he's leaning over the spiked jacket, which not quite the same as a coyote, but it is the most menacing thing on stage at that time.
I mean, we know Kanye's into that performance art shit. Like, he could have easily done that.
Yeah. And you say that lovingly.
Oh, yeah, totally. Did that sound aggressive?
A little bit.
It's late.
I just sent you the text so you can see the, like, how similar does that look?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. Anything else for this initial reaction?
No, that was awesome. I hope people can find the live stream somewhere, and then hopefully we get this album tomorrow or today.
Yeah, hopefully by the time we wake up, or by the time I refresh the page. I can't believe Cudi ended up on the album too.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
twice.
I'm happy, but like twice. Yeah. Mm. What an album. Cudi, Weekends.
Wow.
Everybody else in the world.
It's the life of Pablo all over again. Got Weekend and Cudi on the same album.
I know. All right then. Well, if we do have the album soon, we'll be making more contents around the album. If we don't have the album, we'll be making more content around that. But you can expect more YouTube videos, podcast episodes, and everything else from us in the near future.
Apparently, it's never going to end.
No. Mr. Bones Wild Ride, for those of you that know your 4chan stories. Not, I don't use 4chan, but that's one of the good 4chan stories.
Absolutely. Well, I want to finish the show with our classic catchphrase, stay wavy, but I only want to say stay wavy to a few listeners out there. That's all the Trevors in the audience.
You would. You and the Trevors bonded tonight.
We really did, and we are one.
All right. Well, then, you heard it. Stay wavy to the Trevors.
They ask me, I tell them, raise your glasses to the sky. This is the